Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for another day of praising you, because you have made us fearfully and wonderfully. And so our praise can declare our purpose, the beauty that you made us. And in you there is fullness of life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We read Psalm 148 from verse 7 to 14. From the NIV translation. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and cloud, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on the earth, young men and women, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. And he has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, here we can just see all creation, everything God's made praises him, and that reveals their purpose, reveals the beauty and the love that God has for them in the uniqueness and the beauty we see in everything created. And that's what we made for. God made us, and he made us beautiful, to be blessings, to be lights in the darkness. And you know, and you look at creation and you see everything just praising God and fulfilling their purpose. That's praising God. He made us to praise him, and everything he made is to praise him, fulfill its purpose. You don't see here in the middle of the day it will get dark, and the sun and the moon is fighting, and they were, you know, trying to take the other's place. They're trying to not happy with their design, not happy with where they came from and their purpose. They're functioning in it beautifully. And the only problem in mankind, we've got, like I said, the Bible says, Daniel 12:3, we that lead many to righteousness shine like the stars forever and ever. So like the stars, we shine forever and ever. We are secure in our salvation, secure in our identity, and secure in the goodness that we receive from God, and then we share with others. And that's letting our light shine, and that's to praise him. But then sadly, there is also disasters, sons and daughters made by God to abide in his praises, and therefore to be his praise in the land. They have turned from their living God, and they just bring forth darkness. They in the hands of the evil one, and so their hearts and their minds and then their attitudes and their actions all is darkened. It all brings forth lies and deception, and these are the tares that's going to be uprooted. These are the sons of the evil one. And but we must always remember, you know, in our praising God, we know that it's through his love that we woke up, and he loved us first. And these guys, we still need to be praying for them. We still need to be interceding for them to come out of this deception. The beauty of God can be seen in all the creation that praises him, and we know that's available for them as well. And that's why that's a gospel. We share this gospel so that they can also come out. So be encouraged in the goodness of God that sings over you. So, and your hearts are circumcised, and you're receiving his praise, and therefore you can be a praise. You can sing the song of creation. You can sing the song of why God has placed you here, to be a blessing, to be a light, So be blessed and be a light. You are loved to love others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.